Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Dr. Joseph Marcola joining us coming up in an hour to look at the fact that even the government and mainstream media have been forced to admit that not just bisphenol A, but many other plastic and petrochemical compounds in food packaging are causing cancer, reduced fertility, brain damage. The list goes on and on. I remember more than a decade ago seeing mainline governmental and university studies where they would have rats and mice and guinea pigs exposed to cell phone radiation while they were pregnant, and it would cause all sorts of lowered mental acuity in the rodents and other problems. And then they had other studies showing the same thing in humans. That's back in the news, back in mainstream news today. In fact, I've got an ABC news article on that front we're going to be talking about with Dr. Marcola as well coming up in T-minus 1 hour. Attorney Gary Fielder, who was in studio with us, I don't know, 5-6 months ago, he's the guy that filed suit over the naked body scanners in Denver. Now it's come out they are saving them. But he also pointed out that it was violating child porn laws to scan under 18. And so they've stopped scanning under 18 there, but they try to grope you. But he has filed a new injunction. Ben Serve, Colorado lawyer, files for injunction against Cousin Janet and the TSA. He's going to be popping in coming up in about 30 minutes. And there's been some incredible new developments. It turns out, and Steve Watson has an article about this at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, that the TSA is concerned about radiation, and there's been some internal studies done by Homeland Security, but they're suppressing the findings of those studies. Well, we already have prestigious radiologists on record across the spectrum pointing out how dangerous these scanners are, even one or two exposures, but that the people working around them are getting massive backscatter exposure, and that it's very, very dangerous and similar to a dental X-ray. You notice the dental X-ray, they put lead shielding over your genitals, and they run and hide behind a lead wall. But there, they just say, we're the government. We don't have to follow the regulation and laws. We can just do whatever we want. And that's now basically what they're doing. So that's a huge development. In fact, we're very very thankful for the gracious links that are almost continual at the Drudge Report on the whole TSA saga. But I would hope if Drudge was listening, I think this is very newsworthy, that they're suppressing a TSA revolt over radiation dangers with the scanners. This could be the nail that literally puts the final seal on the coffin of these naked body scanners, which the feds are trying to roll out all over the streets of the United States. Also, the video I shot a few days ago, critical of Big Sis and the naked body scanners and Big Sis and the telescreens, not just going in Walmart, but Mall of America. It's in the news that Target's involved with Homeland Security and basically donates money to put up face scanning cameras nationwide. I saw that in the news a few years ago. It's back in the news today. It's just incredible that the New York Observer and others savaged yours truly and basically implied that I'm completely crazy because I don't like this. But if you go to the official Homeland Security YouTube channel, they will have per video thousands of dislikes for what Janet Napolitano says is good, next to maybe 20, 30 likes. So we're talking hundreds to one. And then you go to my videos, it'll be 1,000-plus likes when I'm criticizing it versus 8 dislikes. So almost no one is buying the establishment's attempted takeover. But they don't care. They still sit up there and say, all of you are crazy. Sticking our hands down your pants is good. Leaving the borders open is good.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 8th day of December 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Joseph Marcola, very informative, will be joining us coming up in the next hour, coming up in about 25 minutes. We're going to be looking in depth at what is happening with the huge developments on the TSA front. Now a revolt by the TSA workers themselves over radiation concerns. And I think this is, again, potentially the final nail in the coffin. The globalists love to set incredible precedents. If they can put up telescreens telling you to spy and tattle on your neighbors, if they can put CIA commercials on television recruiting the general public to spy on each other, they'll do it. They will turn us into the Soviet Union. If they can stick their hands down our pants, they'll do it. If they can take the veterans' pensions and health care, they'll do it and are doing it. If they can leave the borders wide open and let illegal aliens be above the law but throw the book at citizens for no reason, they'll do it and they are doing it. They are attempting to set the precedent to get away with anything and everything they want. But in their hubris and in their arrogant psychological warfare operation, I know they have reached too far and there is a huge revolt against this system. Last night I did 2 hours, the first 2 hours of Coast to Coast AM. Amazing callers, incredible discussions we had about WikiLeaks as more and more really crystallizes on that front. There's clearly skullduggery going on involved with WikiLeaks, with the Cass Sunstein, George Soros connections, and it just shows how they've set up Assange as the fall guy, as they always do, and that's becoming crystal clear. And we've got some new developments on that front that we are going to be discussing in detail coming up today. We also have a lot of important news on military front. North Korea fires artillery in its waters, rattles financial markets. And we're going to go into, of course, what's happening with the financial markets, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. And I then have another important tidbit of news that I'm going to get into coming up briefly, but it's important in the third hour today. I talked to Governor Ventura this morning at some length, and he is still gauging exactly what he is going to do about the fact that government pressure was placed on Time Warner and True TV to not re-air, and they normally air them literally more than 50 times, the November 12th premiere of Police State that got record ratings in this season for the broadcast, for the transmission. And you know, they're not removing it and saying, oh, it's got wrong information. They're not. They're just saying nothing. And I, of course, have the full story on what's going on. But because someone involved in the attempt to scuttle the episode has now surfaced, and now that it's public domain, because, again, I'm in confidence with people with the show. I'm involved. I consult on it. And if they say we don't want to talk about this at this time, and then they give me this internal information, I can't violate that confidence. But I can read to you out of the newspaper. And I saw 8 different mainstream news articles dealing with this. They're completely one-sided. They're completely deceptive. So I will be talking about that coming up early in the third hour of the broadcast, because this integrates in with the FCC commissioner and others openly saying that freedom on talk radio, freedom on TV to have your own political views and to criticize government, that that's an aberration and that it's going to be banned. And they're taking over the Internet. They declare they've got power over that. They're going to protect the airwaves and protect the Internet by taking our rights. The telescreens are going in. The CIA ads are all over the different CSI shows where all of the couch potatoes sit there drinking their fluoride water and taking their Prozac, dreaming about how they're spies and, you know, forensics officers. And that goes back to Ventura. When he first became governor, he got called into the basement of the Capitol, and there was 23 CIA agents in there. They were little old black ladies and little old white ladies and little nerdly looking men. They were his neighbors. And they already have a huge criminal army. And there's 15 overall agencies, hundreds of private contractors. The government just spies on everything illegally. They ship in the narcotics. They work for Wall Street. They're literally gutting the nation. 600 plus trillion stolen of U.S. money, 1.5 quadrillion worldwide. And they're just people on power trips. Can you imagine? They go into colleges. They recruit people who think they're so cool being secret agents working for a criminal government. They put out these images that they're all 007 James Bond. And what do? They go to our Patriot events and try to get us to fight with each other. They spy on us. They coordinate with the police departments on how to stage attacks in protest so the police can fire rubber bullets into peaceful crowds. They work on putting disinformation in local media, and it's just a completely private, criminal, corporate army. And now there's almost no oversight over the CIA or NSA. Now they're just moving on to private contractors doing whatever they want. They drive around with 500 mobile vans looking through our walls, radiating themselves. They don't care. The troops are being radiated and poisoned by the DU. And again, it's just a bunch of low IQ miscreants who get off on their CIA agents, their defense intelligence. And I've seen these goons, you know, so many times when I was covering Bilderberg in Canada or in the United States, there'd be some big shaved head guy thinks he's tough following you. You just stop the car and get out, and they just run off. You know, look, you're crooks. You work for terrorist narcotics traffickers. I'm done with you. I'm not afraid of you, and I don't care. I don't care if you blow my head off tomorrow. I enjoy life. I love it. But you know what? I'm deep down completely against being a coward and living in the Soviet Union. Okay? So I'm sick of the heroin and cocaine you ship in. I'm sick of the congressional hearings about your dying core Halliburton fronts running giant kidnapping rings of small children and selling them to the Saudis and others. I'm done. You work for an evil, out-of-control group. I don't care how compartmentalized you are. Look, if you're not a crook working for the FBI or CIA or all these other agencies, then you're a compartmentalized Dudley Do-Right who they've got paper pushing or who takes some of the public service type PR front jobs, and you're a joke to all the psychopathic, sadistic criminals that you work with, okay? You are a joke to them. Understand that. And I'm just done. I'm done with your Orwellian psyop. And they think they're smarter than us. They get off on dumbing us down. They get off on all the crimes they get to commit. They are recruiting basically the equivalent of brown shirts to the CIA as auxiliary tattletale assets. That's what the threat fusion centers are. They are literally going and hiring low IQ miscreants who get off on all of this, and it's time to stand up to these crooks. It's time to stand up to the Stasi and go, look, we know you're bad news, we know you're villains, and we're done playing games with you. We are completely through playing games with you. Let me just run through some of the news headlines here today dealing with police state, okay? CBS News, Walmart interested in wine vending machines. Now, Steve Watson wrote about this about a year ago. All over the country and in England, they make you breathalyzer, thumbprint, swipe a license to buy wine or beer. Also, a lot of new grocery stores are coming out in Europe and the United States where there is nothing but a security guard there, and everything is a vending machine. Milk, razors, cookies, lettuce. Everything is surveilled, and there's a few security guards there, and you're being face scanned the whole time, and that data is all being sold, and it's being databased what you purchased and your psychological profile. That's all admitted now. And this is the new system. You will not be able to go into any store or facility and buy anything without thumbprinting and swiping your license, just like the no-fly list, the no-gun-buy list. This is all admitted. This is the mark of the beast. And even if you're not a Christian and don't believe in all of that, the issue is the government's used this as a template and said, that sounds like a great way to enslave people. Let's do it. And it goes on to say, why don't they just sell wine like they do in stores instead of using a machine where you put your cards and things in? Asked Betty Minke of Cecil. Well, that's why for over 15 years they've been asking for IDs of 85-year-old women on walkers buying a six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon. I've witnessed that. That's why I've seen old men at Walgreens who look like they're about to die buying a bag of pipe tobacco and the young zit-faced clerk asking for it. I've read the corporate change agent documents that are public where they admitted they're getting you ready to have to swipe a card to buy anything because they're also going to have a sales tax that's graduated, so they're going to have to swipe your card to confirm what tax bracket you're in. They got all the fake conservatives pushing that. They're going to have the sales tax and the income tax and a VAT financial tax and a carbon tax if we put up with it. But I mean, look, I have a huge stack of these police state articles. Okay? Now these vending machines are going in everywhere. And it's total control. All right, so it's just social conditioning. It's dog training. Oh, come on. We've been swiping our cards for years to buy wine. Why not have to swipe your card to buy some clothes? I mean, after all, you got to make sure you're not cheating on your sales taxes. When we come back, I'm going to get into more of these. A granny got a $100 ticket. A cop saw her throw her newspaper in the trash can. See, that was an environmental infraction. The green police. Meanwhile, the borders are wide open. The mega banks have stolen tens of trillions of dollars. They're cutting the veterans' benefits. But that's okay, because in New York, if you sit on a bench more than 5 minutes, they arrest you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are, too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time.
See, we have a private corporate group of criminals that's hijacked our nation, written the laws where they can basically get away with bloody murder. They stage terror attacks. They provocateur attacks. They allow attacks to take place so they can pose as our saviors. So they can be on telescreens in public places and shopping malls telling you to watch your neighbors. And in essence, telling you, you the citizens are bad, and you better answer our questions, and you better go through our police checkpoint, and you better give us a blood sample, you better give up all your rights, because you are inherently bad, but we, the government, we are good. Well, history shows that to be a fraud. Modern evidence shows it to be a manifest, complete, and total fraud. Now, they're going in worldwide with vending machines, and they have German shopping centers where it's almost completely vending machines or computer tracked where you check everything out yourself. This is the total control grid. Got a thumb scan, got to swipe a card, got a breathalyzer to be able to buy your liquor, but it's now phasing into everything. Here's the New York Post, Granny's $100 ticket for throwing out newspaper. And it starts with this. It's, oh, you can't have this toilet. You can have that toilet. You can't have this washing machine. You can have that washing machine. You can't have those light bulbs. Oh, now you've got to have a federal home inspection. And you've got to now move out of your house. I mean, this is all what the feds are pushing. In Germany, they've now officially banned single-family dwellings in the future. You must live in government dormitory-style houses. This is the total reengineering of society. Have you figured that out yet? They admit that's what environmentalism is now. It's an anti-human crusade by the elites to train us to be feudal prisoners. Granny's $100 ticket for throwing out newspaper, New York Post. An elderly Manhattan woman living on Social Security was slapped with a $100 ticket just for throwing away a newspaper in the city's trash can. But you notice the police don't stop all the hookers on the street corners everywhere in New York that are ubiquitous. Oh, because they're getting a good fat cut of that. They don't stop DynCorp flying in the child sex slaves, which are on record. No. They give the cattle tickets. And it says that Delia Gluckin, 80, tossed the paper into a bin right outside her Inwood apartment building Sunday morning, only to be ambushed by an overzealous Department of Sanitation agent wielding a citation book. I was walking to take the subway down and dropped it in the trash can, and the lady in blue uniform ran up to me. Yeah, there's all those famous videos that activists shoot on YouTube in New York where the police and firemen and others all park illegally in their own private cars and no one will give them a ticket. It's kind of like in California. There's over a million government names that are blacked out of the list, and the license plate reading cameras are not allowed to scan them. They're deleted automatically, and so they get to speed and not pay tolls. But see, just like government gets to go around the TSA scanners, this is the new America. I thought she was going to ask for directions, she said. You just dropped the garbage in there, she went on to talk about how she yelled at her. Now, here's another one. Fingerprint scanner use raises privacy concerns in North Carolina. And it goes into 13 law enforcement agencies under a federal grant are getting thumb scanners, and now anybody pulled over is going to be scanned. But an illegal alien won't be in the database, and they're allowed to drunk drive, and if they commit murders, they're pretty much released after just a few months in many cases. I mean, the Houston Chronicle reported 250,000 illegal aliens released just a few years ago in 1 year in Texas, many of them violent, aggravated felons, rape, arson, manslaughter. But you, the cattle, you got to get used to giving those thumbprints at the gym or the tanning salon or at the library or to get your school lunch, because it's been stated by the big biometric consortiums on record, you're going to do this worldwide. They're going to debase all the global currencies, create the SDR that now the U.S. Postal Service and UPS list their international shipments in. This is on record. The Texas Workforce Commission 2 years ago sent me the letter saying I'm now under the North American Union. I report to the North American Union office, not to the feds anymore, on my employees and unemployment insurance. That was also in WorldNet Daily. Of course, he got a copy of it from another business. I think it was in California. But the point is, we're already here. And then it's just, well, you can still have cash creds, but those are issued basically by banks. You know, there'll be hundreds of currencies that are paper, but based on SDRs, but we got a global sales tax and a regional sales tax. You got a thumbprint and face scan to activate it. And the feds are running in Mexico and the U.S. and Canada test cities where they're trying to make everyone do this. This is their control grid. Okay? I mean, they're not playing games. So there's a McClatchy News article on that. Here's another one. UPS requires photo ID for shipping. Because, you know, the terrorist might be trying to mail something, even though they have bomb-sniffing dogs and x-ray machines, and even though we know who's mailing those bombs 99% of the time, it's the same folks protecting us. Oh, but don't worry, there's new IRS rules coming in this January. Now they're just making public what's already been in place for at least 15 years. I'll tell you about that briefly when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusted.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yesterday, I called up Homeland Security with the public tattletale phone line where they're looking for operatives to spy on their neighbors, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians as their main target. And I tried to read him mainstream news articles, the FBI agent, about Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted head operative of al-CIA to al-Qaeda. And he basically said, okay, mail it to this address, and then hung up on us. Because anybody with half a brain at the FBI knows the FBI was ordered to stand down on 9/11. That's on record. But again, our government will shoot up children with syphilis and polio and nerve gas our own troops, but they would, and that's all on record, and radiate foster children to death, but they would never stage a 9/11 attack. Sure, in one study, they radiated 4,000-plus children to death, little foster children they took. But that's okay. That's what you do to fight for America. So I thought, for anybody that wants to be recruited by this, I'd air one of the CIA ads that they're airing all over television again, where you can help America. Yeah, set up by Wall Street in 1947 and Skull and Bones out of Yale. You can help kill America. You can help give fertilizer to the Taliban to grow opium. You can, and again, this is in congressional hearings, but I mean, I've had family who was recruited by the CIA who got out of it because they were told to traffic narcotics in the U.S. Okay? They count on you being sheep-like, ladies and gentlemen. Stop being sheep-like. And if you're a sheep-like CIA person or FBI get mad right now, you're a little kid. You're a baby. Okay, if you're sitting there going, this isn't true, don't say that, you are an idiot. Okay, everything I've said here is on record. Let's go ahead and play that ad. Here it is.
Some heroes are inspired by the mission, not the recognition.
What about you? Consider a career with Central Intelligence Agency. Be America's first line of defense. Be your innovative best. Why work for a company when you can serve your nation? The CIA, the work of a nation, the center of intelligence.
Yeah, the work of the nation. Being part of a quasi-government private army running around overthrowing governments, overthrowing our government in 1963, blowing Kennedy's head off. And we're all supposed to be in awe of secret agents because of all the TV shows and movies. I'm not in awe of any of it but your crimes. And let it be remembered, I'm a liberty lover. I'm someone who wants freedom. I'm someone who can recognize corruption. I was watching some of their ads, and it's like, do you like ambiguity? I mean, that's telling you right there. Do you like, you know, being a crook? Well, join the CIA. All right, I'm done ranting about this. We've got some big developments on the TSA front I'm going to get to here in a few minutes with our guest. But just recapping what I was getting into, Walmart interested in wine vending machines, where you got a breathalyzer and biometrically scan your driver's license. This is going in all over the world, getting you ready for the cashless society and the national sales tax. Granny ticketed $100 for throwing out newspaper in New York. The Green Police, fingerprint scanner use raises privacy concerns. They're going to thumb scan anybody pulled over in America. UPS requires photo ID for shipping. CNN. Now, here's the last one. New rules. You and the IRS this January. The new Obamacare 1099 rule for reporting of all cash, credit, and check business transactions of $600 or more is scheduled to begin in January. This is really an extension of the 2008 Housing and Recovery Act IRS rules that start this January, when merchant banks and PayPal will report business sales directly to the IRS. The reporting threshold is $20,000 or 200 transactions a year. So the smallest businesses online are getting 200 transactions a year. Most little eBay accounts have 200 transactions a year. So what did they just calmly report there? This is being reported by the AP, Reuters, like it's a great thing. They just reported there with a straight face that everything you're doing in your business is being sent directly to the government. No judge, no jury, no warrant. Well, what did Wired Magazine report last week? All your credit cards, all your customer loyalty cards. Those companies are all being paid to run that directly through the government. This is more intrusive than the fictitious 1984 or the real East German Stasi in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, up until 89. This is the opposite of freedom. And they're just now announcing to you what's already happening, okay? So it's secret what the Federal Reserve's doing, but what you're doing is out in the open. And they can use this to track you, to control you, Google. When you go put something in Google, I'm getting answers. Well, they're getting answers about you building that dossier. They are an admitted CIA, NSA creation. So is Walmart, folks. From the beginning, Sam Walton, you can go to the research, CIA set up. They used their couriers and trucks for you can imagine what. It's a mafia. So, of course, they're involved in the adoption of RFID and the universal product code. Of course, they're the first to put in telescreens. It's not just going to be Janet giving you orders. It's going to be endless streams of look for this person, look for that person. They're coming out with license plates that have government messages on them saying the license plate is the government's property on your car. This is all happening. And it's run by a government on record in congressional hearings in 2004, 2005 that allows DynCorp and Halliburton to run giant industrial sex slave rackets, white slavery with women and children. And no one gets in trouble. I mean, these are the worst people. And they look at anybody who isn't pure evil as a schmuck, as a dolt, as an idiot, as this is the way it is. And they've got endless armies of control freaks who love it. That's why they've tried to corrupt society so that good people wouldn't stand up against them. So when you sign on to this criminal government, you sign on to children being raped and then having their heads blown off with 357 magnums and snuff films. That's what goes on. Okay, that's who runs this country. People that like to blow children's heads off. People that like to rape children in front of their parents. That's in the Army's own report on Abu Ghraib. And Bush says he'd do it all over again. He'd give the orders again. John Hughes orders. Alberto Gonzalez memo about crushing children's testicles with pliers. That is land of the free, home of the brave. And Americans watch Jack Bauer doing similar things and fantasize about it and become synthetic psychopaths. We are on a journey into absolute hell. And they're trying to test us now to see if we go along with it. All right, I'm done ranting. Our guest is on hold. Big developments on the TSA front. And if you're doubting me, the Army's own reports. I've had the former head of the Army DU program on, Dr. Doug Rocky, physicist and doctor. Their own reports that are public said you breathe in a few microns of this, you're going to get lung cancer. You're going to get liver cancer. You're going to get urethra cancer. You're going to get kidney cancer. It's going to kill you. May take 10 years. They started using it 20 years ago. Now they use it everywhere. They just don't care. Just like they don't care these radiation scanners are going to end up killing the people that are using them. Just like they got 500 mobile vans, super high power that dwarf chest x-rays, looking through your walls, no shielding for the operators. They don't care. They know the operators are in a self-induced mind control television culture trance. Think about it. People are actually in a trance, and they will get in those vehicles and kill themselves. You know, almost all of them within just a few years will come down with cancer. We've had medical doctors on and radiologists. They don't care. If they can run child kidnapping rings and have the troops breathe DU and announce they're going to take the troops' health care away, we're in a soft kill concentration camp. Okay? But they're not ready to move yet. They're starting to announce they want to censor the web. They're starting to announce they want to censor the internet. They're starting to be more bold because they're getting ready. And they're going to stage false flag attacks. I talked to Ventura. He said he can feel it. He can see it getting ready. I agree with him this morning. They're going to go for broke. And you'll see all the American flags go out and all the worship of the Homeland Security neighborhood spies when they nuke a city or when they release a bioweapon. And I'm telling you, they're the ones that are behind it, just like they're behind everything else. And all you TSA people and all you FBI people and you CIA folks that are compartmentalized and think you're the good guy, so you were put in a different compartment on the light side, you better grow up right now and realize, and you intellectually know I'm telling you the truth, in your gut, you've got a survival instinct God gave you. You know this is real from the heart. You know I'm risking my life to do this. It's not a risk. I care about this species even more than I care about my wife and children because they don't have a future if I don't stand up. And we're all in danger, and that's the way it is, and I'm all in. I'm like God. I'm going in all the way. I'm hardcore. Energize me. I'm ready. That's the end of it, terrorist. child rapers, we're coming for you. You understand that? You may use your 501c3 brainwashed churches to tell Christians it's the end of the world so they stand down and go along with this, but we're going to rebuke you. All right, I'm done ranting. And I'm sorry to have our guests holding, but holding 5 minutes of the next hour ahead of Dr. Marcola. But I wanted to get an update from GaryFielderLaw.com. Gary Fielder, criminal and constitutional lawyer from Denver. He sued and got him to stop body scanning under 18s at the courthouse. He's done a lot more on that front. And now he has filed for injunction against Cousin Janet and the TSA. And I wanted to get an update from him on what he's doing. Gary, good to have you on with us.
Mr. Alex Jones, thank you so much for having me on your show.
What do you think of the stuff I just covered in the last 5 minutes?
Well, that was an eye-opening experience. Every time I listen to your show, I learn more and more. And there's not a part of it that I can say you're exaggerating one millimeter. It's coming down the line. All of us see it, from grandma to the little kids. They all see it. And all you got to do is point it out. Like, for example, when you talk about TV, anybody that watches TV ought to know that they're being brainwashed at a very sophisticated level. And so when you're walking around Walmart, you might even consciously disagree with what you're hearing or what you're seeing, but they're bombarding our subconscious.
Yes.
And they're implanting it in a very sophisticated way to keep our subconscious in fear so that our conscious mind ultimately reacts to that fear.
And in fear of each other. You've got this authority figure on a big TV telling you to watch everyone when we should be watching her. She works for the terrorist.
Well, I am not enjoying this experience of putting my name on a pleading next to hers. That's for sure. And I have nothing personal to say about her. But when you're just a little bitty person and you take on the largest country in the world, it does make me feel a little apprehensive. And I know that there's a gentleman in Little Rock, Arkansas, that's filed, I think, a somewhat similar action. But in this circumstance, being a lawyer, being at least educated on this particular issue, I felt it was my duty to file something, to get this not only in the public eye, but to get it in the courts so that we hear from them. I want to know what the judge has to say. And it's going to be a very sophisticated approach. It's going to come down to expert witnesses. It's going to come down to how well I, you know, move myself through the procedure, which is always a matrix. As a lawyer that is a solo practitioner in a small family office, you know, I'm going to be going up against the United States Attorney General's office, and I doubt they'll concede my position.
No, you have a lot of courage, but I would surmise, and correct me if I'm wrong, at your gut level, because you love humanity and you're a decent person, you must sue Napolitano. You must put yourself in their sights, because if we give in, they're going to roll over us anyway. So all we can do is stand up against them.
And I'm telling you, Alex, this is not just some esoteric issue that I'm bringing before the court. I had heard that they were moving in the direction of these body scanners throughout the country. They have two of them here in Denver, but they still have sort of a standalone metal detector that you can choose to get in that line. And when I went to San Diego for my 20th year law school reunion, I took my children along because it was just going to be a long weekend. We had plans, and we did go to SeaWorld, and we really enjoyed some beautiful weather. But I was not aware that in California they had changed the policy so that you had to choose between the body scanner and the full pat-down. I had always sort of convinced myself that at every level I could talk my way out of it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's psychological warfare. They always give little outs but then close them down slower and slower because they know if they give an animal, this is animal psychology, an escape route or a believed escape route, they won't turn and fight. And then they want to get you finally cornered and then chew your guts out.
And if you have gone through it personally, then it's more than just an intellectual issue. It is a degradation of your human rights.
Look, I had Ron Paul on. They actually grab his genitals. I mean, this is the new America.
I walked up there, and I had not seen the sort of bat scatter X-ray machines. I had seen the twirly ones that you get into, and those look a little ominous. But these back scatter scattered ones, they just looked like two big black carpeted boxes. And everyone was lined up, and no one was opting out. So when I got up to the actual secured area, and, of course, we're experienced travelers, even my small child, we know to put the sandals on, wear very light clothing, we load our things in the bucket very quickly. We're very experienced travelers. So when I walked up there, I asked the gentleman, I said, hey, what is that? And he said something that included the word scanner. And I said, well, we're not going into that thing at all. So immediately you get led around into a secured area, and, you know, they got a little spot for your feet to go, and you're disconnected from your property. You're in their jurisdiction. You're on their land, and you have two choices at that point. Either stay where you're at, which for us was 1,000 miles from home, or be subjected to this body scan.
And now they're expanding to the Walmarts, the highways. This is the Nazification, the Sovietization of America. Stay there. I want to finish your story, but then I want to get into your lawsuit and where this is going. Ladies and gentlemen, you notice how fast things are moving now. They're attempting a total soft coup.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, a month ago in D.C., it even came out in mainstream news, the FBI went out and found mentally ill people, tried to create a plot with inert explosives to blow up subways. Then we heard about it, the plan to blow up the Christmas tree lighting in Oregon. Turned out that was a teenager completely set up. They go out and find lunatics. You or I could do this. Here's another story. Man arrested at recruitment center. Bomb plot in Baltimore, Maryland. He was arrested Tuesday for plotting to blow up a military recruitment center, authorities said. The man was caught in a sting operation and was plotting to blow up an armed forces recruiting station in Cantonsville, where he believed to be a vehicle bomb, the U.S. attorney said. But they went on to say there was no actual danger to the public as the explosives were inert and the suspect had been carefully monitored by law enforcement for months. So they go out and find real nuts, then they make bombs for them. But in the case of 93 World Trade Center, the FBI actually made a real bomb, ordered the informants to let it take place. So I guess we should thank Obama. At least they're just doing staged events that aren't real. Kind of like the Gulf of Tonkin, saying the ship was attacked and it wasn't. But then that led to the war that killed millions on the Vietnamese side, 58,000 on the U.S. side. Talking to counselor, lawyer Gary Fielder, who's been fighting the naked body scanners. So briefly, you went through this with your family. Describe what happened.
So when they led us around the boxes, which was this backscatter X-ray device, you're in an area and you can see their instruments. You know what's going to happen next. So I turned around and I saw a blue glove on my 9-year-old daughter's shoulder. And I said, hey, what are you doing? Get your hands off my child. What is happening here?
No, they're training you to take your children away from you. They're training you to go into prison camps.
So you know what I did. I just started talking in a very monotone, low volume, and I didn't stop talking until I put my shoes on 5 minutes later. And throughout the process, I was just objecting. This is outrageous. I can't believe you're subjecting us to this. We're being treated like criminals. We've done nothing wrong. All of you have a subconscious need to do this, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. And it went on and on. But I want you to envision, Alex, your children know how you feel. My children know how I feel. For them to stand there and watch their father actually have to submit or just stay in San Diego was one of the most devastating things I've ever
seen. Yeah, they teach you that the government is God, and now all these top psychologists are on record saying these pat-downs of children are teaching them to be molested. And now when we have TV on or I'm researching and my children hear about the pat-downs of children, we have to explain to them that's wrong. These are bad government people, and don't let anybody else touch you like this. I mean, this... It's total psychological warfare, Gary.
It's a total psych-op. Where are the paternal orders of police who often say they're proud to wear the uniform? Where are the firefighters who have to earn that uniform? These people are put into uniforms, and so your children think that they're law enforcement officers. They're not law enforcement officers by statute. They're not trained in the Constitution. And so our children are standing there. One is their father objecting. The other is their government that they've been taught to be obedient to. They're put into a heavy conflict situation.
Well, it's more than that. That's a great point, Gary. This is a new division of kind of minimum wage quasi-police expanding on the streets of America. And now they're giving grants to police to take blood without warrants. I mean, this country's going down, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, I want to know where the American Cancer Society is. A lot of people have given them a lot of money. Instead of the NFL putting out these silly little ads, forcing us to go along with it, I want to see the NAACP step up. Black people's rights are being violated just like white people's rights. Where's Mothers Against Drunk Driving? Don't you see that the government is trying to...
Well, I mean, the NAACP is there to make sure 51% of blacks are aborted. They're set up by the eugenicists. If you want to kill the blacks, you got to pose as their friend. And that came out with Margaret Sanger. They set all that up. Stay there. We're coming back in 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.